visiting with Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, I know week one didn't go the way you guys wanted it to, you know, you're in that game, you know, it's 28-0, then it becomes 28-7 when you guys scored on that fourth down conversion where Micah Gray found Talon Kirk for that 45-yard score, and then all of a sudden Pittsburgh puts 14 on the board in a matter of 36 seconds. But there's a lot of things that you can take away from week one.
Yeah, I think we ran to the ball well. You know, like we were just talking about off air, I just think it's a matter of consistency. You know, I think at times we ran the ball well, but, you know, a miss snap or, you know, a miss blocking assignment and, you know, maybe a drop pass. You know, I'm not saying we would have beat Pittsburgh, but I think things would have been a little bit different. We could have kept it a little closer.
And let's talk about some guys that really were some of the bright spots. You know, we mentioned on Saturday morning sports talk about Talon Kirk. You know, he was going to be a defensive-only guy, but then had to start at a slot receiver spot. Garrett LeBlanc was really good, you know, returning the ball on kick returns. And, you know, there's just a lot of other names, but those were a couple that stood out to me. And, of course, Ryland Crowell goes for 101 and scores that 59-yard touchdown as well.
Yeah, I think Ryland had a really good game. You know, I wish we would have gave Brody Telfer the ball a little bit more, but he was huge in what we did up front. You know, Ben Collins was hurt halfway through that thing, and we really missed him, but he played well when he was in. You know, I wish we could have got the ball a little bit more to Madden Seidel. And I think, you know, I think Micah Gray did about as good a job as you possibly can, being a sophomore coming in and commanding an offense. So, yeah, like you said, a lot of things to build on, and we're just looking forward to getting into this week's worth of work.
And when you watched the film from that game, maybe what were some of the other takeaways that you might have liked that were positive?
You know, I just think that, you know, again, there's a lot of things that could have gone wrong and didn't. There was a lot of things that could have gone right and didn't. I do think that, you know, we did a good enough job with our blocking assignments to like you said, spring Ryland, but you know, we weren't necessarily consistent enough and just didn't get the possessions that we needed. You know, hats off to the defense. They did a great job, you know, coming out and you know, like we talked about on Saturday, they got a great goal line stop, and we just weren't able to support those guys enough and stay on the field. I think we only had 44 total plays offense, and you just can't do that at the 5A level if you're going to be successful.
And you know, they had a lot of key skill guys back, but you know, when your guys were able to come in and get treatment and everything, maybe get a little film watching, what do you want them to bring to practice this week?
I just think the physicality needs to ramp up. I think the being dialed in, being dialed in on Friday is one thing, you know, that you're under the lights and you know, the whole town seems like it's watching you, but, that's really not when we get better. When we get better is, you know, Monday here in, you know, our film sessions and in our install periods, Tuesday being able to come out and implement some things. Then Wednesday being able to come out with a great mentality of coming out and being physical and having a good physical practice and then cleaning it up on Thursday. You know, and so I feel like, that's what really needs to step up, especially out of our young kids. You know, we've just really have to have that thrust upon them that they're varsity football players regardless of, you know, their grade level.
Visiting with Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, opening up at home, first home game coming up on Friday against Wichita West, and of course you know their head coach with him being an assistant during your time when you were at Wichita Heights. You know, just the early thoughts, you know, they're big up front, they got an experienced linebacker, probably one of the best in the city league down there in Wichita. When you're able to get some film on them from Topeka High, what stood out?
Yeah, I think they play extremely hard. You know, I think that they had some breaks, you know, not go their way again in that Topeka High game. I don't think that game was necessarily as lopsided as the score indicates. I think that, you know, that they just took, Topeka High took advantage of some things, got some lucky breaks with the ball in the air. I think they threw a 96-yard touchdown pass, you know, backed up in their own end zone. And so, you know, just the thing that pops out to me is they play really hard and they're very fast and very physical. And so we have to match that physicality and you know, we've got to make those guys think and hopefully slow those guys down a little bit with maybe some formations and shifts and motions.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. Looking forward to being at Welch Stadium the next couple of weeks. And best of luck on Friday and talk to you again next Tuesday.
Thanks for having me.
That's Emporia High Head Football Coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by John Newland, Next Tech Wireless, and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.